Chapter 5. MLB Scouts. A reality that often goes unspoken in scouting. You can present 5 of the most promising draft prospects to 10 MLB scouts, and it's possible that 7 or 8 of them might not see those players as future draft picks. The truth is, at the end of the day, the decision to draft a player hinges on that individual scout. I laid it all out in my book. Get your copy today at your diary, 247.us. That's your diary, 247.us.
So for that youngster out there that got that ambition of playing pro baseball, but don't realize that it takes a commitment and some more just to be put in that position to make it happen. You know, it's not going to happen because daddy got money or because you run into all these baseball clinics and showcases. You got to have the talent, you got to have the ability, and you got to have the exposure. All got to be a perfect storm that comes together for you in order for you to have the opportunity to be one of the quote unquote elite ball players to be drafted.
Yes, because you can have all the talent, you can have, you know, it helps. Like I say, you can have all the, if you have all the talent, you can have all the skill. But if you're a person that's not being exposed or being sought after, if you're not putting in the work, I recall Maiden, he still, you know, told when you played against Ken Griffey back when he was 16, you know, and you had mentioned, he was like, oh, man, this is the real deal. A kid at 16 years old, but he still had to put in the work. He ain't just, you know, stop when he was 16 because he was good. You know, he still had to do what it, whether it's working on those extra swings in the cage, you know, it's the stuff that you don't see is behind closed doors that will get you to help you maintain that top tier level of success and that you want to be at.
It sounds like to me you're kind of saying that potential is only going to get you so far. You know, potential is great. Natural athletic ability is great. But it's that determination, it's that hard work, it's that work ethic you do behind the scenes. It's even those limits that you limit to yourself, like, oh, the guys are going to the club or the guys are going out, guys are going here. Am I going to go there or not? Nope, I'm going to stay in my hotel room. I'm going to watch a movie or I'm going to do something else other than exposing myself to something that might mess up my career.
Absolutely. And of course, like I mentioned, you're a youngster, you still want to, you know, have those tendencies to do those things, you know, because you're young, you want to experience life. But once it goes back to conducting yourself as a professional, hey, maybe I want to, like you said, stay in this week, you know, just you know, watch a movie, not being out on the scene, not being in public too much, or still staying out late where you're coming in to practice the next day all exhausted and dehydrated. You want to maintain that's part of being disciplined, you know, that self-discipline where you want to maintain and be the best player you can. You don't want to just, oh, man, if I hadn't went out, you know, I just missed a homer. He caught it at the wall. That extra little pump, you never know, that'll keep you in the game that much longer. You know, that, like you said, that work ethic, that drive, that determination that you want to continue to be for yourself, not just others, for yourself. And then you prove yourself, oh, man, he helped me out. You know, he brought me up along the way. And it's that discipline – being grounded as a youngster, part of it coming from where you came from. You know, you don't want to go back to where you came from. You want to forget that in the past and just move forward to become a better player in baseball or in success in life, any success in life.
So you were drafted in 1988, 13th round by the Pittsburgh Pirates. It is some 30, 40, almost 40 years later, 30 plus years later, do you ever lose the passion and love for this game?
No, not really, Maiden. Not really. Not really. I mean, once I stopped playing, I knew I still could play a little bit longer than the time that I did. But like you said, it's part of giving back. Like you made and still, coaching and doing the things that you did for the summer league program. It's just giving back. And like I said, if I can still play, I mean, I could still play, but
You can still play. Let's get an old timers game. Let's get an old timers game.
Yeah, man,
We
but
have made it out there
it's
out there coaching us. Go home. Go
yeah, man. That it was a lot of fun, but I wouldn't change anything. It's an experience, just to, inner city to playing pro. It was a joy. It was a joy, and it's like I said, man, finally through the South Shore Summer League program was a great experience, and it was nothing but love, nothing but love.
If we can go back, I know we're talking about drafted, and here in America, we have, all these American sports. But if you can go back literally to that recording that you got, I'm pretty sure you probably still got it at home. What are those emotions you're feeling as a young kid, at fresh out of college? How does that feel like in your mind? Like, do you feel like you made it? Or what does that feel like hearing the call that you were drafted by a Major League Baseball team?
It was a joy. It was a joy. Like I said, I knew it was drafting June 3rd. Want to say back in June 3rd it was, and I specifically had got a voice recorder, a male telephone answering machine, pretty much telephone answering machine, just for that day. And so I set it up and going to class, and after school, after I was in class, came home after my last period class in college, and came home, and I walked in and I seen a light blinking, and I knew right away that's the only call that it was. I knew right away. And so I called Xavier Roman over, and he listened to it with me as I press play, and it was just a pure joy of excitement. He was excited for me playing alongside me, at shortstop, and we did a lot of drills in school and stuff like at Kish, a lot of workouts, little private workouts, fit taking ground balls, and working on body control and stuff, different little things. And so along to play it alongside and hear it at the same time as one of the guys that I worked out with, it was pure joy.
The book is ready, and you can order it online today. Get my book and understand the process at yourdiary247.us. That's yourdiary247.us.